Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball Show. We do this show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And we're glad you're listening tonight. I'm Greg Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at Greg Crawford Basketball. blogspot.com. And, of course, I do this show with Richard Lucas, who is fabulous, terrific teammate, and also a very good basketball player in his own right, one of these days at Oregon. And now he's one of the best state – no, he is the best. What am I saying? One of the best. He is the best State Farm insurance owner in the country and a great father. And a great husband, and really talented basketball analyst. Richard, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. And how are you doing tonight, by the way?
Not bad. I'm doing better. And I made one mistake tonight, Richard. I when I was setting up the show, I set it up for 15 minutes rather than a half an hour. I will not make that mistake again, but we've got 15 minutes to roll tonight, so okay. We better get going, right?
Let's do it.
All right, Richard, who wins the Final Four and why?
Kentucky and too much firepower. Their team that even if you take away options one and two, options three, four, and five can still get you. I just think they're just too talented. And the thing is, too, is that if you were going to – and I think – I can't remember if you and I spoke about this or if I spoke about it somewhere else, but my belief was that if somebody was going to get them, it was going to be in an earlier round because I feel like these guys are they maybe were going to be taking people a little bit lighter in the earlier rounds. And so if somebody could maybe all of a sudden catch them, I think that's really your only chance. But the Final Four, knowing that most of these guys are going to be making millions of dollars, here pretty quick, I think they have all of their attention. There's no reason to try and motivate them. This is for all the marbles. So, I just don't see anybody taking them down.
With that said, Richard, is the second best team in the country Notre Dame?
No, I don't think so. I would lean toward Wisconsin if I had to choose the 1-2. I think Notre Dame is really good, and I think what they did, again, that game against Kentucky was fantastic. They showed that, Kentucky can be beat, no question about it. There's been plenty of teams along the way that have, they've gone into overtime at home. So, they can be beaten. But, I think the thing that really surprised Kentucky and what was probably in the best interest of Kentucky was how Notre Dame played them because of the fact that now they are not going to be surprised. Because Notre Dame really just kind of took it at them, which most teams kind of tried to shy away from that. Most teams tried to say, hey, let's just, let's get up and down the floor, let's shoot threes, let's not really take it at them. And Notre Dame kind of bucked that and said, no, we're going to, you know how you help beat the bully on the block is you come after the bully. And so I think, I'm not going to use blueprint because, people say that all the time, but you have to have the personnel to be able to do something. You can have all the blueprint you want. If you don't have the people to be able to execute, it doesn't matter. So, I wouldn't put Notre Dame number two, but they definitely showed a lot in that game against Kentucky.
Richard, out of those final four coaches, Bo Ryan, Mike Krzyzewski, you got Tom Izzo and John Calipari. If you were going to start a team, who would you take out of that group? And I know it's not really fair not to mention Bill Self, where your son Landon plays, and by the way, had a great NCAA tournament. Hats off, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But the Final Four coaches, which one would you take if you're going to start a team from scratch?
I'm going to take the number one coach in terms of wins. I'm going to have to take Coach K. And I would take him over Calipari, over Izzo, and over Bo Ryan. Ryan is a good coach and does more with less, I think, than the other three. But if you think about it, Wisconsin, they've got some players. He's doing some things with it. Wisconsin's usually a good team, a nice team, but not usually a contender for the Final Four every year. Calipari, I'm just not a big fan of the way he's handling things with the one and duns and the freshman heavy. I'm just not to my liking. Izzo would be actually my number two. That guy can coach him up, and he is a fantastic NCAA coach, as attesting to the fact that, you know, sometimes his teams don't do great during the year, but they always seem to turn it on at the right time. But I think if you want to look at somebody who is the overall coach from recruiting, from X's and O's, from just the knowledge of the game. And, you know, did you see him on the sideline? I mean, that guy is as intense as he was 25 years ago. I mean, it's amazing that he's fist pumping and high-fiving and whatever, on the side. And it shows that he just loves the game of basketball. So, I would take him number one.
Very good, Richard. I was very thrilled for Landon in the NCAA tournament. I wonder where he learned how to rebound so effectively and blocked out. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, a little birdie was in his ear from the time he was just a little kid about rebounding the basketball. And there's a video of me, a video of him when he was just a kid. And in the background, you hear me screaming rebound when he's like, 10 years old in some of these CYO games and things like that. But, you know, the thing that's so great about Landon is that he has really taken to heart what we've talked about and what he's learned over the years. And he, you know, really, really, really loves rebounding. And it's so funny because for him, he's like, there's very few kids who'll do this, but for him, he would rather have 7 points and 13 rebounds than to have 13 points and 7 rebounds. That's just who he is. I mean, even when he was, in high school and all that stuff, we never kept track of points. We always kept track of rebounds. And my whole thing to him was always, and the biggest selling point I had to him was, if you look at the NCAA, and let's look at the top five scorers in the NCAA. And I did this to him, 6-7 years ago. And it was some guy from Liberty University was averaging 27, and some guy from wherever, was averaging a bunch of points. And I said, none of these guys, these top five guys, are going to sniff the NBA. Now let's go over to the rebounding. And we looked at the top five rebounders, and I said, I guarantee you that if not all five, at least three of those five guys are going to play in the NBA and have great careers. And so that was just my little lesson to him that, if he rebounds and does something that is a lost art, where guys really, really attack the basketball and really, because there's an art to it, there's a science to it. You have to really visualize where the ball is going to come off of the rim, where the ball is being shot, where it's going to come off. Probability, positioning, heart. There's so many things that go into being a really, really good rebounder. And most guys don't want to do it. They just, if it comes to them in their area, great, they'll grab it. But guys who really get after it are just becoming more and more rare. And so I told him, if you will be a double-digit rebounder, the points will come because it just naturally will come, and you're going to play lots and lots of minutes.
Very good. Richard, let's talk real quickly. We've got about 4 minutes left in the program, and once again, we're going a short program tonight because I goofed up. I'm not afraid to admit that. I'll never happen again.
Mistakes happen.
If you're Greg Marshall, would you go to Alabama or would you stay at Wichita State?
Between those two, I'd stay at Wichita State. Yeah, I mean, SEC is not giving me enough with that program. It's a football school. It's always going to be a football school. Now, if you had said Wichita State or Texas, I'd take Texas.
And speaking of Texas, of course, they're dealing with Shaka Smart as we speak. It's nothing is really on paper. Nothing's saying that it's going to get finalized, but I do know from a very powerful source, and I kind of broke this story on Wheels at Work this week with Brian Wheeler, that Larry Krystkowiak put on a full-court press for that Texas job. Of course, he's from Texas, and he also has a tie-in indirectly with Steve Patterson, the AD there, as he was in Milwaukee and the Patterson family, long time involved with the Milwaukee Bucks, no longer. But between those two, who do you take to coach Texas, Richard? Larry Krystkowiak, or you had to take a choice between him and Shaka Smart?
I think between those two, I'd probably go with Krystkowiak because of the I think that Texas to me is more of a traditional find the top players in the state, guys who are getting themselves ready for the NBA kind. Shaka to me is more of a find those guys who are diamonds in the rough and let me just full court press you into being a good team, but not so much guys who are going to be NBA level. So, you know, if I'm Texas, I would go with Krystkowiak, no question, especially with his NBA background and what he did with Utah in just a short period of time.
And, Richard, anybody that knows me knows all about my character and what I stand for, but I had to chuckle a little bit if Shaka Smart goes there. Would that be interesting? Probably the most conservative state in the United States is Texas. There's no question. It is the most conservative, but you got your top two sports with African American coaches.
Yeah, they'd have a heart attack. It'd be tough. I think it'd be tough for some of those long term alums to see that. But you know what always cures all ills? That's W. So if he can bring W's, I think people would continue to write checks.
So I'm not really goofy when I thought about that, because you know you got Charlie Strong and Shaka Smart, and I'm thinking, oh man, there's going to be some behind the scenes whispering there. Would that be safe to say that?
No, definitely, absolutely. I mean, there was when Charlie got there, but again, if they win, it's not going to matter. I mean, because I just think that sports is the one area where I think that, you know, people are okay regardless of race and all that stuff if you win. But I can tell you right now that train out of town is going to be loaded up very quickly if Charlie does not win, and if Shaka, if he gets there, doesn't win.
Yeah, very, very well said. Hey, Richard, before we go, tell people how they can get a hold of you at your wonderful State Farm Insurance agency on historic Lombard Street.
I love it. 503-200-5545 is the best number to reach us in historic, beautiful downtown North Portland.
Very good, Richard. And then we'll be back next week for 30 minutes. Next
All right,
week,
sounds
we'll be
good.
Talking the Final Four, and then we'll kind of talk a little NBA next week. How's that sound?
Awesome. This is transitioning to the NBA. Nice. I like it.
Yeah, very good. That's Richard Lucas. He's fabulous job. Get a hold of him at his State Farm Insurance Agency. Thanks for listening tonight. This is Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball Show, and everybody make your free throws. Good night, everyone. Good night, Richard.
Bye-bye.